news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Reports of lewd and cruel social media posts about migrants allegedly made by Border Patrol agents are being investigated. The posts were found in a closed Facebook group for current and former Border Patrol agents. This according to the investigative reporting group ProPublica. The page reportedly features sexually explicit posts about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and comments questioning the authenticity of a photo of a drowned man and his young daughter. 21 House Democrats, including AOC, toured facilities in Texas where they were forced to relinquish their phones and not allowed to take pictures. They questioned whether they were seeing real conditions or a sanitized version. AOC tweeted that people are drinking out of toilets. The head of operations for U.S. Border Patrol denies this, saying there are, quote, ample supplies in the facilities. Ocasio-Cortez also called out the behavior of some of the Border Patrol agents, saying she saw some agents laughing in front of members of Congress and screamed at others for trying to take selfies with her before she toured the facility. Quote, I was not safe from the officers, she said.
After visiting three of those centers today, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, now I've seen the inside of these facilities. It's not just the kids, it's everyone. People drinking out of toilets, officers laughing in front of members of Congress. I brought it up to their superiors. They said officers are under stress and act out sometimes. No accountability. CNN's Nick Valencia is in Clint, Texas, where one migrant detention center for children is located. Nick, some of these members of Congress just spoke. What else are they saying?
Well, they were in there for about an hour total, Jake, and it was Chairman Joaquin Castro that spoke first for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He called the conditions dehumanizing, saying that this country is in a very dark place.
When we went into the cell, it was clear that the water was not running. There was a toilet, but there was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Some of the members emerged emotional. It was Representative Ayanna Pressley who came out and was comforted briefly while she made her impassioned comments saying that she will always speak truth to power. These congressmen and women saw things today that they wish they hadn't, Jake.
What a difference a debate makes. Senator Kamala Harris's strong performance in the first presidential debate of the season launched her into the top tier of the Democratic primary race. This is former Vice President Joe Biden took a major hit and saw his lead almost entirely evaporate. According to a new CNN poll released Monday afternoon, Harris has more than doubled her support since May, jumping to 17% from 8%. Meanwhile, Biden's now once 14-point lead over Bernie Sanders has plummeted to a 5-point lead over second-place Harris. In this new CNN poll, Elizabeth Warren sits in third place at 15%, while Sanders falls to fourth with 14%. No one else among the 25 declared candidates hits 5%. The next debates are July 30th and 31st in Detroit, with the third scheduled for mid-September when the threshold rises for candidate inclusions. Well, after first postponing his announced roundup of undocumented immigrants, Donald Trump announced that said raids and deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement will happen after Independence Day. Quote, after July 4th, a lot of people are going to be brought back out. People that come up may be here for a short while, but they're going to be gone. They're going back to their countries, said Trump to reporters on Monday. They go back home. ICE is going to be apprehending them and bringing them back. And we have a very good system for that. And it's been very effective. And it will be very effective. Ugh. Trump also said U.S. tariffs on all imports from Mexico, which he threatened last month, are now on hold because he said the Mexican government is cooperating with the United States to slow the migrant surge from Central America across its border with Guatemala. At least two Army tanks have arrived in Washington ahead of a 4th of July celebration that Donald Trump has hijacked and says will include military hardware. The Washington Post Greg Miller noting that Donald Trump says the July 4th celebration will have, quote, brand new Sherman tanks and noting that Sherman tanks haven't been in service since 1957.
Trump has requested an array of military vehicles, including tanks and fighter jets, to be showcased to the Salute to America event in Washington on Thursday evening. The president has taken it upon himself to arrange the festivities, including his own speech from the Lincoln Memorial with military flyovers. But many details have not yet been determined, now with just days to go.
So salute to America. And I'm going to be here, I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes too. And we're going to have some tanks stationed outside. Got to be pretty careful with the tanks because the roads have a tendency not to like to carry heavy tanks, so we have to put them in certain areas. But we have the brand new Sherman tanks.
Engineers have canvassed the Lincoln Memorial to determine whether the weight of the military vehicles might ruin the historic site. That's according to Washington Post. The Post reports the price tag for this event could be in the millions of dollars just for the air power alone.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it alone. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.